In 1913, government officials ripped 8-year-old Urington Paiute Tribe member Frank Quinn from his family and placed him in the Stewart Indian Boarding School near Carson City. As a part of her history PhD studies at UNLV, Annie Delgado researches what actually happened to Native children in the U.S. boarding school system.
The early years are just filled with trauma and abuse and pain and just assimilation.
Many students try to escape the abuse. Quinn's great-grandson, Coos Stevens, is the protagonist in the documentary Remaining Native. In the film, viewers learned, along with Stevens, the story of his great-grandfather. To remember the courage of Native students who tried to escape, Stevens organized a remembrance run from Urington to the Stewart Indian School.
Well, a local athlete from a smaller school here in northern Nevada is getting national attention for what he does both in his sport and for his people.
The first run took place in 2021, followed by 3 others. The route marked the same 50-mile run Quinn took to go back home.
I'm going to retrace the footsteps of my great-grandfather.
Here's Stevens.
You know, they're running, they're sweating, bleeding. I think of this guy, Russell, who I consider just like an uncle, broke both of his feet, like fractured them by the end of the run. And he did all 50 miles.
In the most recent class action lawsuit, the Wichita and affiliated tribes and the Washoe tribes of Nevada and California filed a case against the federal government in May. They were suing over misused funds. Currently, the sovereign nations are requesting that the U.S. itemize a $23 billion trust fund, established by pressuring Native nations to sign agreements. Most of the treaties would promise that the U.S. would educate indigenous children in exchange for their land. But that wasn't what happened.
The United States government itself knows that these schools did not educate the way they intended to educate.
The communal trauma of boarding schools still affects indigenous families across the nation. The film Remaining Native is still available for community screenings.